To that, and good evening, afternoon, or morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome everybody to Night Light. Welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and I invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around my nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time, and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is my own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with me your light. I'll share mine with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as links to the radio shows and the documentaries I've done and the videos I've done in my schedule and all sorts of other amazing things, as well as the bios of my cats, so almost everything except down to probably blood type. And that's only because I don't know what it is. There's also information there on the other shows I do, and this month I am going to be a very busy little beaver. I am going to be on every Tuesday and every Thursday in the afternoon from 2 to 4 on Lizzie Star and Adele's Almost Heaven with Bear Medicine Walker. While Lizzie takes off and treks across Europe, I get to sit in for Lizzie, and it's an honor. And I am having such a wonderful time with all of the people there. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun. It's full of spiritual insight and wisdom. They even talked me into doing past lives and threw people under the bus right, left, up, and down. But I'm having an amazing time there, and it's a wonderful environment, and I highly recommend it. Other than that, from August on, I will be doing the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of the month with Lizzie and Bear and Adele and anybody else who wanders in, I guess. Last Friday of the month, Mary Peeler is often my guest, and it looks like she may be again this week. Hopefully, we're crossing our fingers this month. You never know with Mary. She is also one who gallivants all over the place. So I'm looking forward to sharing my time and my energy with those magical people and, of course, all of you out there. And then tomorrow night on Revolution Radio, I'm going to be doing Mark Snyder's Ohio Exopolitics. We're going to be talking about all sorts of wonderful spiritual things. It's a delight to do shows like Mark's. There are no readings, but there's lots of spiritual information, and it's a wonderful chance to kind of stretch your wings and discover what your truths are and share them with other people and get, you know, be able to bounce your ideas off of other people as well. Mark is also going to be joining me next Wednesday on Nightlight on Wednesday night from 8 to 10. And he's going to be sharing with us information about Billy Meyer, who is an amazing man. He's Scandinavian and grew up in the 40s and 50s and 60s and on, and has written a ton of material about his contact with aliens and the predictions that he's written. And it's a fascinating journey. And I think you'll enjoy it if you choose to tune in. Mark is an amazing, on top of everything else, an amazing musician. And hopefully I'm going to talk him into sharing some of his music with me so I can share it with you, because he is amazing. This is a summer of revelations of all sorts. It's a summer in which all sorts of things are shifting around for me and for everyone else. It's a time when we're kind of looking at the changes that are out there and trying to figure out, where do we go next? How do we go next? And what is opening up for us? Because there is so much changing and so much shifting around. And among other things, it's a time in which there is a great deal of change in the wind, I guess I have to call it, because definitely there is changing going on. And there's so much new that is happening. All of you know that I do on my website do a cosmic forecast for each month. And I want to share with you July's because it has some special stuff in it. There is the element of magic and the energies that swirl around us this month. This is a time when miracles of all sorts happen within our lives, not only personally, but globally as well. There's a new level of insight and awareness that opens many to the possibility of letting down barriers and finding common ground. Within individuals, there is the realization of all those small miracles that surround us every day that we take for granted. They are showered down upon us, and frequently we ask for more before we've given thanks for what has already been given. We are blessed, and few acknowledge it. This is a time when giving sincere thanks clears the way for even greater gifts. Acknowledging a blessing gives it validity, and in so doing, we create a cycle of energy that brings us even greater numbers than we first expected. Magic and miracles are gifts freely given us by the universe. There are no strings attached. They are unconditional and free from dogma. It is when we claim this reality and embrace the aspect of it that we become the miracles and share with others in the same manner. Miracles self-generate when accepted with joy. They increase when acknowledged and expand to touch countless others when universal love is a part of the equation. This month is one in which the element of miracles is subtly there, awaiting recognition. You will almost be able to feel the electricity in the air, and all you need to do is recognizing them. Their numbers are profoundly numerous in our reality. Start claiming them and see what kind of magic you can manifest because of the simple act of noting them down. This month provides us with the opportunity to make more choices than usual. While some will not require any great pondering, others will hold out tantalizing possibilities. It is important to remember that while we do have free will, it isn't exactly free. The part they don't advertise is that what we are obligated to pay is taking the responsibility for the consequences of our actions. Take the time to consider what your choices will bring into your reality and what the consequences of your actions will bring to you, and then make your choices. Things that are done in haste often result in waste, and of one form or another. We all have free will to make our choices. We are even free to make the wrong choices. There is no judgment anywhere, just consequences. Take the time to ponder all the possibilities and then choose with wisdom and understanding. Laughter, joy, and celebration weave their way throughout this month. Of all of the gifts the universe has gifted us with is that of joy and laughter. This is one of the most powerful energies, and yet many do not recognize it or take advantage of it. This month, it is recommended everyone remember and use this most amazing healing energy. The power of laughter is profound. It can break tension and dispel sadness, open doors and light up a room. Laughter can heal and lift spirits, break boundaries, open hearts, and soothe a troubled spirit. Many forget the power within and neglect to use it to open communication and release fear. True laughter can bring joy to the heart and a smile to one's face. Laughter brings everyone closer together and releases tension. When there is genuine laughter, healing takes place, and bridges are built that can transcend any problem. Try it on for size. In this case, one size fits all. Everyone has guardian angels, spirits that are there to guide and awaken you to the special gifts that are carried within. We don't always see them or even know that they are there, but they are, and they help to shed light on our lives when there is confusion or upset. They as well are evolving and expanding spiritually and are drawn to us because of the choices we have made in this lifetime. Some remain with us from birth, others appear as we transcend one level of understanding to the next. They're individuals, as are we, and they guide us as we develop areas that they have themselves completed. When you look for them, many will not see them, but if you're careful and very quiet, you can feel them and sometimes feel the movement in the air as they pass by. Many prefer to not be named, for that takes away from the role they play in our lives. They prefer to work in unconditional love, and a name would diminish the quality of what they share. During this month, angels seem to be more present within our reality, and many will be seeking to touch into that energy. Know that the light is always there, and when you seek a connection, look for the light in the darkness. Look for it and remember that you carry an angel within you as well, and that will guide you to reach the level of awareness you're seeking. There is always a night light of love, no matter how dark things get, and it brings laughter and light. And the more you celebrate that quality within you, the brighter it gets. I love doing these. Sometimes it's even more than a year ahead of time. They all seem to always resonate to me when I actually read them out loud and in the months that they are particularly done for. So it's a kind of exciting thing for me to look and see how these predictions can be applied to my evolution, to my change, to my growth, to my journey, and then talk to other people to see how they are able to relate to them as well. Got a bunch of people here in the queue. Remember, if you're in the queue, to press the number one so I know that you want to be called upon. Jeannie is playing hooky today, so I get to be both the one who screens and the one who does the readings. And clearly there won't be any more screening, but I will be doing readings. So hang in there if you're there. Sometimes the queue takes a little longer to get through. I'll do my very, very best. Okay, we've got Vince on the line. Hi, Vince. You said you weren't doing well. I hope it's not horrible stuff that's going on here.
Oh, yeah, it is big time.
What's up?
It's still not being able to find a job. Now, I did land a job about almost 2 weeks ago, but I'm still waiting for a starting date. I talked to the girl on Wednesday, and she said she's going to find out what's going on and call me back, so probably won't hear anything until Monday. In the meantime, I had 6 other job interviews last week and this week, and so I'm waiting to hear, but I probably won't hear anything until next week. But the worst of it is that we've fallen behind in bills, but mostly our rent, and We got an eviction notice last week. They're starting the proceedings against us, and I talked to the office manager, and he said that if we can come up with $4,800, which is what we owe, plus that's everything included with this month's rent, they'll let us stay. But they're only giving us till the end of the month. So we did have a friend that we thought she was going to lend us the money, but now we don't know, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're going to be out of here. So I'm just wondering what you see as far as the job wise and the eviction and everything.
I do feel that the job is going to come through. And once you have a job, I think that your negotiation, your strength negotiating is going to be a lot stronger. To expect you to pull that kind of money together by yourself with just a couple of weeks left to go towards the end of the month. I don't know, there are four more, something like that.
Yep. Something like that. 3 more weeks.
It is a little bit out of the realm of possibilities here. However, I'm not seeing you being evicted. So I think that there something is going to come up here, because as the month of July has a guardian angel in it. So it has hope. It has the potential of something, you know, breaking for you in your direction. And you've got law of karma here as well for August, which would indicate to me that you're going to be getting payback for things that you've done in past lives. So I do believe you're going to be able to wiggle it through.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you really want to wiggle it through.
Well, right now, my situation is this, that I just want to bring in money so we can pay the bills, get caught up with rent, and buy food. But when once I get situated in a job and get situated financially, I'm going to move forward with the other things that I really want to do, which is my acting and my writing and stuff. Now, my agent said that if I can cough up $25 more, because I just got new pictures done and everything, he's going to be able to send me out a lot more stuff. But the picture that I have up right now online is an older picture, and he can't go with that. So, and I've been so depressed. I've even gained, a lot of weight over the last 4 years. I've gained like 60 pounds. And
mm-hmm.
because all I've been doing is sitting around crying and depressed, worrying, and looking for work. So I haven't exercised. I haven't done anything. And that's added to it.
Yeah, no, I'd rather you took the $25 and bought food. And you know, to put $25 into headshots when you're behind in rent and you have other bills to pay does not make sense to me.
Right.
And acting jobs are, they aren't steady. And
right.
they don't bring in that much anyhow. So, I mean, I'm all for you having an acting career. I'm all for that. But I think at this point in time, that's something that I would say put on the back burner.
That's what I've been doing because of this whole job and money situation. I've just been so depressed and crying. And I don't let my wife see what's going on, because she's got issues too. So it's just been so difficult on both of us, especially with her health. So unless a miracle happens, we're really going to be in the creek with a paddle. So I don't know at this point if our friend is going to come through and give us the loan or to help us out until, you know, the job comes or what. So.
Well, I think the job is going to come before the money comes. And I think that from what I can tell, borrowing the money to catch up when you don't have a job doesn't make sense, because that just means that in August you're going to be in the same mess.
Yeah.
So
we'll be okay in August because, we had a problem that the neighbors that live upstairs above us, they finally got evicted, but it's been a year. We've been calling the police on them. We've complained to management. Nothing was done, and finally they got evicted because of all the noise and complaints. But in the meantime, both my wife and I, we've lost so much sleep. She couldn't even go to work to function properly. But now they're out of here. Now she gets some sleep so she can go to work and function properly. So we'd be able to pay at least the rent, you know. But it's just catching up right now. And if I get a job and if I can get this loan from our friend, then there'll be no problem being able to pay her back. It won't be in no time. So, because I would put all my money that I make towards the loan that she gives us.
Now, what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I've always been in the production and manufacturing industry. And the one job that I'm waiting to hear about a starting date is called Ventura Foods, and they make, like, oils. They make mayonnaise and stuff like that. And they sent me after my second interview. They had me go over to their to the agency that they deal with. That they want to bring me in as a temp, and then after a couple weeks, if it works out, they want to put me in full time. But I'm also waiting to hear from a corrugated box company, paper company. I'm waiting to hear from a beer distribution company. I'm waiting to hear from energy company. They do like a lot of grains and oats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for.
It's summertime, and hiring is very slow in the summertime. So it doesn't surprise me that you're not hearing as fast as you'd like. I am feeling that there is guidance here. I am feeling that there is really good energy here, and I do feel you will get the job. And once you have the job, I do feel you'll be able to work something out with your rent. I'm not sure that your friend is going to come through with the money, but I don't see you moving or having to move or actually getting evicted. I see you being able to, with both you and your wife working, work something out so that you can catch up.
Okay. Yeah, and then once that happens, then I just want to concentrate on losing weight and you know, putting my acting together, but that's on the back burner right now.
Yeah, no, the important thing is that you get back to work and that you catch yourself up. And you know, the acting is something that you will always be able to do no matter how old you are, no matter how skinny or fat or whatever you are. I mean, the talent inside is what counts, not the package outside. So so do understand that you know, you have an obligation to maintain your family first and then get into stretching yourself into the creative stuff that you want to do. I'm not saying you're not going to make money being an actor, but I am saying that's not steady work and that you can't focus on that as your primary source of income.
Right, at least not until I make it big and start getting one gig after another. But other than that, you know, you're right. It's not a promising thing.
No, and, you know, when you have the responsibility of a family, you have to be responsible. It's no fun, and nobody likes it. Just wait till you get to be as old as I am, and you have to live on a fixed income if you want to really struggle.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 68.
Yeah, my wife is turning 68 on Monday, but I'm 10 years younger than her, so actually 13 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, and, you know, and it's like, it's just been so hard, especially on her, and she's gotten to the point that she just says, she keeps saying, just hope that I go to sleep, I don't wake up tomorrow, or yesterday she said, you know, I'm just at the point that I just want to sit my wrist and get it over and done with, I'm fed up.
Yeah, well, I don't think she really means that. It is depressing, and it is, you know, there are times that things feel hopeless, but those are the times when we hang on to faith and we know that things are going to work out, because we are never handed anything that is beyond our capacity to get through and to you know, rise above. It just sometimes it's so hard to see the end of that, you know, the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel and stuff like that. I think in the chat room, Thunderwolf is saying that once you get a factory job and have the money for the headshots, then you probably will have worked off the extra weight. And weight often is what we hold when we're fearful or afraid or feel that the emotional world is going to batter us. We put on extra weight, and so you know, it's an emotional thing as much as it's a not eating right thing. And you can certainly start exercising now. You can, you know, instead of waiting at home for the phone to ring, you can walk around the block 20 times or whatever. But do understand that exercising as well helps the body to develop more of the serotonin, and that is a mood elevator. So.
Well, this morning I woke up and my wife said, I wanted you to listen to something. She taped me while I was still asleep, and I was my snore is not just loud, but it's gotten really bad that when I heard it, she was emphasizing the fact that I've gained so much weight that my heart, it has to work a lot harder now, because my body, my heart, was always used to a man who was 180 pounds of solid rock muscle. I used to be a bodybuilder, and you know, and now I've gained 60 pounds, so it's like it's taking a toll on my heart, and she's afraid that I'm going to have a heart attack.
No, I'd get rid of the weight, and you can do that without a job. Don't say, but I'm waiting for, because that's not appropriate.
That's what I said.
You get out and lose the weight while you're waiting for the job.
Yeah, that's what she said, too.
She's right. She's absolutely
right. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come.
That's right, too. The only thing we have guaranteed is this moment in time. And after that, there are no guarantees. So I do feel that you're going to get, you know, the job. I think that with the two salaries, you can go and renegotiate, and they will let you stay where you are. And with that, you'll be able to work off your debts. But
okay,
for heaven's sakes, you know, that's your focus. And you don't need to have a job to lose weight.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll let you go, because I know you got a lot of other callers.
I do.
The extra time with me, I appreciate it.
Anytime. Take care now.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Kimberly here. Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm terrific today. Thank you. I have air conditioning. Thank God.
Good for you.
I'm beginning to get cabin fever here, because it's been so hot and so humid. I am stuck inside, and the cats don't seem to mind, but it bothers me greatly. So,
well, you need to get out.
Not with this heat, I don't. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see.
No, it's
maybe early in the morning when it's cool.
Yeah, if only that were the case. When I woke up at 6 o'clock, it was already 90 outside.
Oh, God. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So what's up?
Well, I think I told you before that I was offered a position in Atlanta to teach. I found out from the chiropractic school that I could go to school part-time. I don't know how that's going to work out till I get there. But right now I'm looking for a place. And I'm looking for moving companies. And I just wanted to put some names in your ear, like maybe Druid Hills or Buckhead, if that's going to be a good area for my son and I. Because I'm looking at apartments right now.
Okay. I don't know anything about the Atlanta area.
Okay.
The one really, and as far as the Hills one sounded interesting, but you know, I'm not the one to actually ask. The one to ask is Mary Peeler.
Oh, okay.
She used to live there, so she would be able to really tell you, give you. All I can tell you is the one with Hills sounded good, but that's just my take on a name, and Mary would really know exactly. And if you want to, if you want to email me, I'll send you Mary's phone number. So, you know, you can give her a call and ask her, because I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just asking if you knew, like, energetic-wise, but that's okay.
Well, energetically, the one that had Hills in it, I liked.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I would check with Mary, too.
Okay. I will. So what about, you know, me working at the school and then attempting to...
Well, so long as you are doing chiropractic school at the same time, I'm just fine with it.
Okay.
Fine with it. So long as you're working on a way to get out, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. You're wonderful, as a matter of fact. So. I would say that you know, if you were stuffing bags in a grocery store, I'd be happy with it, because you're working towards something that's going to give you a different career. And that's a great thing. You don't belong in teaching. I'm so sorry. You're a good teacher. It's just that it is such a waste of your energy. And
yeah.
I know a good teacher giving information to children who don't really care is, you know, a good thing, but the reality here is you are needed elsewhere, and so long as you agree with that, I would go with it.
Yeah, I do agree with that, but I'm just looking for other ways to increase my income too.
Teaching is a good way to absolutely, that's a good way. And if it's a means to an end, it's not the end. And you know, so many people get stuck in it and then they get so many years under their belt, it's like, well, I can't afford to quit now. And then, you know, they've wasted so much. But so long as you're working on going to school, too, I'm absolutely fine with it. I think it's fabulous.
Okay. All right.
Any other question here? Because you got great stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess Spirit want me to know anything else.
Well, so long as you get out of your own way, the universe will actually, you know, help you out and help things to move faster for you and all sorts of wonderful stuff. But you know, just please don't try to manipulate stuff. Just you know, it's a hackneyed expression, but I mean every word of it. Go with the flow. And when things feel right, when things fall into place, I strongly suspect that you're going to be able to read the energy of the different apartments that you look at, and you're going to know where where you belong. So I would definitely, I would absolutely just trust your gut. That isn't too spiritually put, but trust your gut, because that's your best. That's the best guide that you actually have. When you feel at home, when you feel that this place will work, when you feel that you know, you feel at home in a certain place or area, trust it. We all have the talent and the ability to read a situation, to read a place, to read a name, most of us don't utilize it. And you're very sensitive. You should have no trouble with this at all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. I'm glad that you're in the air conditioning. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
I do, and all you need to do is email me, and I'll send you Mary's phone number, and she can absolutely answer any question that you've got about the Atlanta area, because she is just... I think that was one of her favorite places to live, so she definitely knows the different areas. And the one with hills, though, sounded really good to me.
Okay. Well, I will definitely email you when I get home.
Okay, you do that, lady.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. We've got Mike here. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing really, really well. How can I help you?
Yep. Well, I was just wondering, I've been working on my own spiritual development over the past just under 2 years now, and I've had tremendous growth over the past 6 to 8 months, and just kind of wanted to get some insight on the direction you see that going.
Well, let me see here. I think from what I can see here, first of all, spiritual development and growth and everything is really the underlying purpose of every lifetime, and it does feel as though and for most people it comes in waves, so that, you know, you have a feast, and then you have a famine, and you have a feast, and you have a famine, and you have enlightenment, and then you wonder where the light bulb went. And I think that what you've got here is a very sensitive spirit. I think that you have certainly some great potential here. I'm not sure what you want to do with it. So long as you are living your truth and living your philosophy, the universe will absolutely keep opening doors for you. The minute you start using it for anything other than, you know, being helpful and kind and generous to other people, the universe will kind of go out to lunch, and you'll have to sit there and figure out what happened. It happens to all of us. I really want you to understand that when I say something like that, it's only because I've experienced it myself. It's spiritual development is something that we have to be open to, but we can't push. And sometimes we're open to it and nothing's happening, and that means we're supposed to be learning patience and using our creative skills and talents to sort of generate energy so that when the push comes, we've got the energy for it. And it's not something that is a steady flow, or it may become a steady flow as we get older and older into the field. I'm not sure. I've only been doing this for 50 years, and I haven't felt a steady flow yet. So I'll let you know after I hit 100. But I do feel strongly that you have a lot of new beginnings, new insights here. There's a sense of freedom. You've let go of a lot of your baggage. And it does feel as though you're utilizing the law of attraction in very appropriate ways. Do you have a vision board or a contract with the universe of some sort?
I've had vision boards in the past. I've moved, and I know I need to create a new one.
Would be a good idea. Also, I see that you're a channeler. Are you writing down the stuff that you're channeling?
That's the thing with slowly getting back into automatic writing.
Okay.
And so, you know, kind of that. But again, I haven't really been all that diligent in getting back into the swing of things.
Okay, well, just remember that with automatic writing, sometimes the ego likes to be your higher
yes.
consciousness. And if your automatic writing ever starts telling you what to do, then you know your ego is in there with a mask on. And, you know, that's when you get a Diet Coke and walk around the block or whatever. But I think that you've got things under control very nicely. I'm seeing a lot of new openings. I'm seeing you coming to a place in time where the universe really starts to put things forward to you, to open doors for you. Are you planning on, what is it you do professionally?
I am just starting a new job on Monday in sales, but I am building a consulting business.
Okay. Have you become ordained yet?
No.
Would be a good idea.
Really?
You're talking consulting, meaning spiritual consulting or regular?
No, finance and investment.
Okay. I still think being ordained would be a good idea for you.
Interesting. Okay.
And what I would recommend is, you know, don't go for the matchbook cover thing. There's a man out there, his name is John Chesbro, and he does the Sanctuary of the Beloved ordination, and that is the priesthood of Melchizedek. It's an old, old organization. And it feels to me as though being ordained and would give you greater validity and greater stability in doing the spiritual work that eventually you're going to be doing. His ordination,
okay.
His ordinations, by the way, are like, I don't know, they're like $125, and it's a 1-day workshop, but it does get you ordained into a church that is recognized in all of the United States. So you could provide.
Oh, wow.
You could do marriages and funerals and marriages are the only thing that you would really probably need to have credentials for. I mean, the other stuff,
right.
They don't look for credentials. But because I feel you being drawn in that direction and having being ordained in some way for you, and this is not for everybody, please understand that this is specifically just for you, it will give you a greater feeling of validation. I think that you've done a tremendous amount of study and you're opening up to a lot of new things within your reality and you're reaching for information constantly and you're constantly expanding your spiritual understanding of the realm and the dimension wherein we dwell. But at some point in time, you're going to be called upon to perform or to do some things that having the title of reverend, even though you don't, I'm ordained and I don't use the title reverend either. So it's backup, and it's wonderful, valid backup.
Interesting. Okay. And what was his name again?
Well, it's the Sanctuary of the Beloved. The link, if you go to my website, and there's a search engine there someplace, they hit it. It's on the front page, but it's probably way down at the bottom. Just put in ordination or Sanctuary of the Beloved, and it should take you right to the link to their page.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
It's because it's, you know, I was ordained a long time ago, and somebody asked me to perform a marriage ceremony in Virginia. And I checked, and, you know, they required documentation, and I called up the Sanctuary of the Beloved, and it had been almost 20 years since I was ordained. And though I, you know, had done church services here in Connecticut, I had never done anything in Virginia. And I called Virginia, and they said, just, you know, send your documentation. I sent it in the return mail. I got the approval to do anything in the Commonwealth of Virginia, so that the documentation holds, is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha.
But I do feel that spiritually speaking, so long as you have your feet firmly planted, you're going to be fine. If you decide to whack out and become a fanatic, you're not going to be fine. And I've seen it happen.
Oh, I bet.
And yes, in my day, I have seen some really good ones. But you have the potential for doing either. I mean, I wouldn't have said that if you weren't fully capable of really becoming a really good wacko. But I don't see that happening. You could be very weird. But I do think that you have a wonderful sense of humor. You have the ability to laugh at yourself, which is a great thing. And I think that's going to see you through. I feel that the spiritual is definitely a thread that is going to weave its way throughout your entire life. And there will be time frames where it is much more prominent than it is right now. And then there will be other periods of time where it is very subtle and nobody notices it. But it's a journey that you're going to be on for the rest of your life. And a vision board would be an amazingly good idea for you, because you're having trouble focusing on exactly what directions you want to take. And a vision board would help you. Would also give the universe an idea as to what the heck you want to draw into your life.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Need a little bit more clarity on that myself.
Well, yeah, I have found that vision boards are wonderful. They absolutely do work. And even though we know they work, we forget to do them every now and then. And everybody needs to be reminded that it's time to redo that vision board and give the universe, you know, another roadmap as to what direction it is we want to take things.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, well, get going on your vision board.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Kathy here. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How can I help?
Okay, I'm on my way to take the bird to the vet again, and I want to know what's wrong with it.
What kind of bird is it?
It's a small Amazon parrot.
Okay. And has it lost all of its feathers? Is it, you know, upside down on the floor of the cage, or what is going on?
He has breathing problems.
Where are you calling from? What state do you live in?
Maryland.
I think he has allergies.
You know, a lot of people have said that. Honestly, because we spent so much money on him, and that's all they could come up with at the end. They couldn't find anything wrong with him.
I think he has allergies, and I think that he's a very high-strung bird. So let me ask you, is there a lot of noise around him during the day?
Noise?
Yeah.
No, but I think last night the fireworks spooked him out.
Most probably. He's very high strung. I would among other things. I would play classical music around him. I would put soothing things around him. I mean, even beyond classical music, I would do New Age music that is, you know, very mellow and very soothing. And he's not a baby, right? He's a full grown bird.
He's going to be 12.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not looking at puberty here. He's high strung and he has allergies, and it feels like. Do you have is he in air conditioning and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I have part of the cover cage is covered for him, the cage, because
yeah.
I know it's too much to blow on him, you know.
Yeah, I think that extreme changes in temperature are affecting him as well. Yeah, and I think that you know, environment is really important, and it's been too hot and too cold. It's, you know, there's been a lot of emotional stuff going on around him, and he's reacting to that, and he has allergies. So this is almost as bad as having children.
And you know what? I've been sick myself. I had an infection, and then I threw my back out, and I'm going, gee, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, I would are you in an apartment or a house?
A house.
Okay, I would smudge the house.
Okay.
Are you familiar? You know what that is, right? And I would put the bird where it doesn't get it feels like it's been in direct sunlight.
Not really, because there's a lot of trees around, and he loves looking outside at the other birds. We have a bird feeder.
Yeah.
And he loves
I just think he can't handle the extremes of the temperature. And I think that this year has been absolutely horrible for pollen and for mold and mildew.
Right. So
those two things, you know, probably have affected him greatly. I think I think he's a great bird, and I think that you just have to balance his environment out, and you're going to be fine.
I have to build him a clean room, huh?
I'm afraid so, yeah.
and the closest vet is over an hour away, you know? So I have to drive through the tunnel, you know? What I don't do for this bird.
and the ride in the car is not good for him. So I would check out. No, but it's a different, it's a change of temperature, and it's a change of environment.
Yeah.
So
Every time we get a bird bat by the house, they stay for like 6 months, then they go away.
I don't think he has anything that's terminal. I just think it's very uncomfortable for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know enough about bird food. Do you put Rescue Remedy in his water?
I need to start doing that, like vitamin A.
No, Rescue Remedy.
What's that?
It's a box flower. I don't know. Oh, I don't know if Rescue Remedy is box flower or not. But if you go to a health food store, you know, a natural health food store, a big one, and ask for Rescue Remedy for pets, I have it for my cats, and I have it for humans. And it's something you drop in the water, and it just helps them to sort of mellow out a little bit.
Oh, like a sedative.
Yeah, well, when my husband and I drove across country, I got these things in the health food store called soothing snacks, and we gave each of the cats two of them before we got in the car in the morning, and we never heard word one out of them, and they were alert, they were awake, but they just weren't upset.
Wow.
So check out with a health food store. What to give a bird. I'm not sure what you would give, but I'm pretty sure Rescue Remedy for pets in the water would be just fine. But ask the vet first.
Yeah.
Ask the vet.
She's on three different medicines.
How do you get him to swallow a pill?
No, I'm like Nurse Kathy, you know. I put it in the syringe.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But check out Rescue Remedy, because Rescue Remedy is really good for everything. But ask
he's
the vet first.
He's saying hello to you.
Oh, God.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care now. Bye. Oh, goodness. That's sad. Okay. Hi there. This is Barbara. Who do I have?
Hello?
Hi. Who is
this?
Hello?
Hey, this is Delphine. Hello.
Hi, Delphine. How can we help today?
Oh, I was just wondering, like, I know you were talking about the month of July and stuff, and I was wondering,
yeah.
Like, do you, well, I'm looking in terms of relationship and love, basically. What do you see coming
in? Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it feels to me that you've needed a break. Has it been when was the last relationship you had?
Oh, about 4 years.
Well, that seems like a good enough break to me.
Right.
Yeah, my longest break was 13 years, so I'm, you know, four
oh
years is not that big a deal. It does feel as though you're working on yourself. And when we work on ourselves, the universe usually keeps relationships away from us so that we can do the work we need to do on ourselves to make changes, to make shifts, to make adjustments, to take a look at how we are in a relationship. Are there things that we can change? And it does feel that you've done a lot of work. I would say that probably by the end of August, early September, it feels like people start to come back into your life, you know, that are aimed at relationship. But please understand that relationships, the ones that are worthwhile, are the ones that are based on friendship. And so anything that is hormonally, you know, charged is not the direction you want to go. You want to make friends and then develop relationships. You don't, yeah, unless you like hormonal stuff, and certainly there's a lot to be said for that too. But it just feels as though, you know, it's important if you want a long-term relationship that's going to last you and, you know, go through whatever trials and tribulations life puts in your way, that you need to have a relationship that is based on friendship and trust. And that doesn't come quickly. It's something we have to work at to develop and then grow into and expand with. And it's a whole other ball of wax.
That's true.
It feels to me as you've done your hormonal stuff, and you had a wonderful time. So it's kind of, this is time to really, you know, make a good friend and then have that friend become something more.
Oh, wow. Because, you know, I've called you before about me moving. I'm the one that called a while back about moving to Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And my daughter's father is the one that's stopping it. So I'm just, right now I'm at a standstill until something transpires in that, because I can't leave with my daughter to Houston, Texas. So until that's worked out. So that's kind of put a little damper on my parade a little bit. So,
well, I'm seeing the end of August, things turning around for you in the emotional field. And you know, that may make things a lot easier for you to weather.
Okay. Do you still see me moving, or?
You know, I still think you will move. And I see it around the August, September timeframe.
Oh, okay. Oof, that's good. That's good. Because we're supposed to have mediation next week. So I'm trying to keep my fingers crossed, and then I'm just trying to make sure. And you're right, as far as the hormonal, because I've done that, and now I'm so focused on myself and trying to get things together. You're absolutely right. I do have a couple of people that have come into my life, but I've explained to them I'm moving, I'm going through this issue with trying to move, and you know, they quietly floated away. But I do have this one friend. He's nice. And I just, I mean, I just want to keep it as a friend. No.
Well, you know, that's, you know, friends, you can never have enough of. Friends are wonderful. And I think that, you know, whatever relationship that you have from this time on is going to be one that is based upon friendship. So I think you've got a good start here. So, you know, try not to invest yourself emotionally until there's a stability underneath you.
Yeah, that's everything is up in the air now. So I'm just really trying to work on myself because I've been out of work for a while. That's the whole purpose of me relocating to Houston, Texas. So, and now I'm thinking like, okay, if I don't go, then I'm going to have to find a job here. So
I think you're going. I still think you're going.
Okay, because I don't want to put all my eggs in just on that one basket and then it doesn't work. And then I'm like scuffling, trying to find a job. Like, oh, I have to hurry up and find a job.
Well, if that's how you feel, then go out and look for a job.
I know, yeah. But I just, and then it's like I'm caught in between because I don't want to put all my eggs in Houston, but then again, I want to shortchange myself by if it doesn't turn out. I mean, this whole court thing has really shifted me. Like, okay, if I don't go this summer, I just won't go yet.
Well, it's summertime, and I would take the summer off and then plow back into everything come September.
Okay.
And I think
I'm actually having fun this summer, really.
Well, that's a good thing. And actually, it feels as though in September you'll be looking for a job in another place. So, you know, just enjoy the summer.
Okay.
It's okay to do that. I mean, you have my permission. Have a good time this summer.
Okay. Now, what do you see coming up in, like, September and October for me? Do you still feel like moving towards positive or?
It's very positive. I feel that you're evolving into a greater understanding of yourself, and it feels like there's a lot of shift and changing here. And October has, you know, incredible abundance in it. So
birthday month.
Well, then I think you're in good shape.
Oh, okay. Does anybody from Spirit World want to say anything to me or?
I would say that they really want you to know that you are surrounded and you are protected, and it's okay for you to have a good time, because you're going to have to work very hard once fall gets here. So it's a matter of, you know, enjoy yourself, because hard work is on its way, and it feels to me as though once you get through the hump and through the stuff here that you'll be working very, very hard come September. So enjoy your summer.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling today.
All right.
Bye-bye. I know people are on vacation and enjoying relaxing and stuff these days. So it's nice that you people are calling in, actually. We've got 5561370. You're on the air. Who is this? Hello? Okay, they aren't there. So we will try 916-2206. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello?
This is Diane. I have called you, and I was 11 minutes and 11 seconds till show time. Then when I picked up the phone at the time the show started, I'd been cut off.
Ah.
But
I'm
you
so
got me
sorry.
On anyway, because that's okay. You got me on anyway. I just wanted to tell you that I called you at 11:11. Till show, so it must be a special reading, and I just want to know if you get any messages from anyone on the other side, angels, guides, spirit, whatever.
Actually, you know, what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling is that there are a lot of there's a lot of fresh growth around you. It feels like there's a lot of new stuff that's coming in, and it does feel as though that you're at a point in time here where major changes are happening. And as far as spirit goes, it just feels to me here as though they want you to take it easy and not overreact to things. They want you to celebrate and have a good time. They want you to give yourself time to heal and to move into new phases of life. It just feels as though as you hit September, there are a lot of shifts and changes here for you. So this summertime is time for you to relax and focus yourself in new directions. I also feel strongly that there are two different directions that you're going in, and it feels as though both of them are beneficial to you. So you have two projects of some sort that are going on, and it feels as though you're probably going to be experiencing the element of duality all the way to the end of the year. But that's a good thing.
Do you see my books coming out soon, or that happening very fast?
How many are there?
As many as I can write. I've got at least four. But I have brought, there is someone who's come forward that wants to help publish them. So I wanted to know if that's really valid.
Is this a self-publishing company or is this an actual publisher?
It's an actual publisher.
Are you required to pay any money?
I don't know how this is going to turn out. I might do some work in exchange for a nonprofit organization, do some work in exchange for them publishing my books.
I would much rather see you self-publish them yourself.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And it'll cost you probably $150 a book to publish them. And that way you have total control. That way you get a much bigger bite as far as royalty goes. And it costs very little to put them up on Amazon and put them up on Kindle or Nook or whatever you want to put them up. Electronically, it costs almost nothing to put them up. And it feels to me as though doing it yourself is much smarter and wiser and safer and financially more intelligent.
Wow, that's a big feeling. Do you
feel
like I'll be working
soon?
You're still tough.
Well, no. See, in other words, I really don't think that this is a good deal for you. I don't think your book would get published, and I think you want to self-publish it. I think that you can certainly work a short period of time and afford the money to self-publish them yourself and be in control of everything. If you signed with a publisher or anything like that, you would be out, you know, a huge bite will be taken out of your royalties, a huge bite. And these days they don't promote things at all. They just, you know, expect you to do all the promotion. And if you're going to do that, you might as well get the bigger bite of the royalty. So please, you know, at least whoever is talking to you at this moment in time is not as sincere as you think they are, and you should self-publish it yourself. It feels to me as though it would fall through and that you would be out money, and to recoup from something that doesn't work is a lot harder than just doing it on your own. And this way you can get your stuff out there. You can start to market it yourself. You can put websites up. You can do all sorts of really cool things. But at this point in time, relying upon somebody, you know, with an arrangement like this where you do work for an organization. No, don't do that, please. I mean, if they're going to pay you to work for the organization, go for it. But I wouldn't have them publish your book. That just doesn't feel right to me at all. You know, when we look for the easy way out, we often find the hardest way. It's not going to be as easy as you think, but self-publishing is not that hard. and you can do this, or you can find somebody who is a little more computer techie than you are to do it. It's not hard to do. So
I don't even have a computer. My computer was stolen, and there are people who want to help me now. I've been a light worker for a year and a half, and people know who I am, and they want my
mm-hmm.
book out. So, you know, I have to, I guess I have to do what I have to do. Do you see me working?
I do. Why aren't you working? I mean, have you, it doesn't feel like you're looking.
Hmm.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I've got my name out there.
May I ask,
several
doing
places.
What? And what are you looking for? What kind of job?
Well, I'm board certified holistic, and I have a doctor of naturopathy, so it's actually been hard because you know how the United States is.
Yes, I do.
And I want to do my natural healing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
you know, I'm
in order to
get
paid for natural healing.
Yes.
In order to do natural healing, it's been a lot of working without being paid. So it's just getting your name out there until someone decides to actually bring you in and work, have you work with them. And that's what I'm hoping is happening now.
Okay. Well, and you've gone through into homeopathic stores and homeopathic practitioners and like network chiropractors and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I think
really
you're on the right track.
Well, I just wondered if you actually saw me working.
Are
you getting spirit directed, or are you using just your feelings?
No, spirit, please. No, it's
okay.
Spirit directed. No. No, I do feel that by the end of the year, you will be working.
Me too.
And I'm not.
Well,
just,
at least I
know,
got that feeling right.
Yeah. No, there's definitely. I see three job offers. And but you know it does wait until you know summer's over. It does wait till the September time frame where I see this stuff to start coming in. But it does feel that there's contract signed here and everything. It just feels as though you know that definitely is definitely going to happen for you.
You have to understand most of my stuff's been done by manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full belief, faith, love, trust, and speaking with the universe, light
okay.
worker.
let me ask you, do you have a vision board?
Yes, I do. I've known
all
about
right.
that since 2002. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
No, not...
Well, vision boards have been around forever. It's just that we forget to utilize them.
Yes, and I did forget because it just, you know, because I don't have a home because I live in a car. So, but my dashboard is going strong. I have a whole orchestra.
Well,
my vision
great.
Is being played in by frequencies now.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to tell you, I think that the universe is certainly being overloaded with people who are definitely spiritually gifted, and I think that sooner or later everybody's going to turn around and accept the fact that holistically speaking and spiritually speaking, that's the way to go. And, you know, you've had a period of time where you haven't been in great demand, but that will change. And when that changes, then remember the slow times and, you know, go, damn, I should have enjoyed them a little bit more.
Oh, well, I've definitely used them in healing. I've had some amazing healings that other people wouldn't even consider believing. They'd be running to medical doctors even if they were a spiritual person. I'm the kind of person who definitely knows your body has the inherent wisdom to heal itself. And I've died a couple of times. So that could
mm-hmm.
be where I have one up on everybody else. But then having died, there have been systems that really died and really, really had to be healed. So I've had to do major work just to stay alive. And
well,
it'll bring you to the point in the universe speaking with you, definitely, to live the way I have.
Well, no, it definitely does. And, you know, I can totally relate. But, you know, and the universe will put it at your doorstep when it's time. And it does feel as though it's coming due. That moment is, you know, really at hand. I can see it. It's like a month or so away, but it's definitely here. But do your own books, please.
So those people aren't reliable. That's weird because they're getting my name out and everything. They want me to write things for the nonprofit organization. So I'll just take things a lot slower for them.
Are they paying you to write things for the nonprofit?
No, they're not getting paid. But what they're doing is they will publish them for me.
Okay.
They pay that now. But if, I mean, if you're saying that's not true, then I will have to be more real careful about this.
I would be very careful about it.
Because they're even providing the place where I'm writing them. You know, I'm like going on under their organization, signing in and writing and drafting and that, so it won't be stolen. You know, I had a whole book stolen more than once. And then one time I had it wiped out with a satellite. You know, I'm one of those spiritual people that back in the late 90s and early 2000s, the Quack Watch and the Pinkerton types, they were on my ass all the time trying to make sure I didn't make money and grow spiritually. And I believe it's time that I've conquered all that.
Well, yeah, I think they more or less have given up. So I think they found bigger fish to fry than you or I. I had military police, you know, shadowing me for quite a while in the 80s, so 90s, in the 90s. It was kind of fun.
I even have a book about that because now that people are understanding with all this stuff coming out about the NSA, they'll understand the Black Hawks that followed me and the MIB that pulled in and out of the driveway 3 times a day, right on time, and that kind of stuff. And the FBI who came to my wellness center to try to get me to say the cure word, you know, it was like, but for a long time, people wouldn't believe any of that. I'm just a conspiracy theorist. My bank card would get spalled out and say, and I'd have all my shopping, $100 worth of stuff. Oh, there's no money in your bank. What do you mean? There's $1,000 in the bank. Because I was working then. No, it says there's no money in your bank. Well, you can't get these groceries. So it would be a long process to get my, you know, so they could, those are the tricks they play besides shooting you with implants. That's an interesting book I have. But, there's other things, more like what I've been doing for a year and a half, like working on the road. I just wanted one more thing. Do you see, because I see this too. Do you see a car coming?
Yeah.
Because my car doesn't work anymore. Do you see a car just driving up and parking beside me, and it's got keys in it, and it's already got my name on it?
I have to say, no, I don't right at the moment.
Oh, come on, jump onto my vision board and grab a drumstick or something and play music with them.
I think you're going to be without wheels for a little while, but I think there's a reason for it. So,
I'll just sit around and heal myself.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing. I mean, my car still works, but not enough to go because the O-rings are gone, if you know what that means.
I know it's not a good idea to drive it, yes.
Yeah, but I do drive it like 5 miles a day so I can go from where I park to park somewhere that I can walk to a library, walk to somewhere to eat. So I'm getting all kinds of exercise, and I know that my DNA is elevating because my body is just changing. I'm getting a whole new intestinal system now,
that's great.
I can feel it. And I'm, like, grateful for it, but I called another psychic who said, oh, my God, there's something wrong with her. She's tied up in knots. She must be angry, frustrated, thinking negative thoughts. And I'm like, and I had been rejoicing that this was happening to me because now that means that all that stretching and stuff, it's tightening up.
I
so,
think you're in a bit shame.
I think that I'm becoming, my life body is really activated. Good.
Well, I would tend to agree with you.
You have to rebuild every system when you become activated.
Yep, and you're doing a good job. So just don't let somebody take advantage of you.
I've learned so much that's kind of like, that's what I have to be careful of. So thanks for reminding me. Okay. It was good talking to you. A slow
good
day, huh?
You too. It's a hot, sticky day. Yes. No, I take my time with everybody. I love it. It's my show. No one yells at me.
Yeah, I was on a show the other day, and they time, and I guess at 3 minutes they just say goodbye. Well, I
really?
Spent the whole 3 minutes talking about their previous show meditation that I liked, and I still got cut off, so I didn't get my question answered because I talked about their previous show. I really liked that last show you had. You had a meditation. I felt it was really great and all that, and then time's up.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well, thanks
but
for calling.
It's fun. It's fun talking to people on Block Talk Radio.
It is.
So, okay. I'll talk to you again sometime. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Another mystery person, because I didn't screen them. Hi, 313-784. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. How's it going?
I'm good.
How can I help today?
Well, I wanted any advice you have for, like, direction or whatever. I worry a lot, think a lot.
Well, I think you're in the same boat with all the rest of us, actually. Are you currently now working?
No.
Okay. Hopefully you're looking for a job, because I do see you getting one.
Yes. Will it be with family?
No, it doesn't feel like family. It feels like you have a new job coming, and it feels as though it's outside of the family. And it does feel as though work is really the main focus here of the cards that I threw down for you, that it's important for you to get out there, to get a job, to get motivated, and to start working towards some of the goals that you set for yourself. Did you finish school? Because I'm seeing you going back to school.
No, I didn't finish school. that's what I was also thinking about. I had a bad experience or whatever for a couple of years. Kind of detoured me from everything. Did you say you feel like it was outside? You said it was outside of family or outside of the city or something like that.
I think it's outside of family. I think actually there's even a move here for you, that there's a new location that you're going to go to, and that you're going to work in the new location.
Is that like near Chicago?
Where are you calling from? Where is 313?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. No, you know, I'm seeing more to the west. I'm feeling more like Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. I'm seeing you moving more to the west and some to the north too, and it does feel as though there is work here. And I feel that it may involve travel for you, but it does feel that there is definitely work, and that school is important for you. So that you need to go back as you can, and try to finish it up so that you sort of complete that particular aspect of your life. Okay.
Yes, that will be lovely. That will be here before, you know, like, can you give me a time frame? Will that, like, school and be here or when I leave?
I think school will be where you're living now, and that once you're done with school that you will pick up and that you will move. And it feels it's within a year or two, but that you know, you need to sort of complete school in order to be able to get the kind of jobs you want.
Oh, okay. Go back to the school that I've been. I'll probably just go to the school in my, I guess, or is it like returning to the other school? That's where I would definitely become confused about. I guess somebody told me about sculpturing, clay, working with clay, I guess.
What was the last level of school that you did, that you experienced?
Uh-oh. I can't hear you.
What was the last grade in school that you finished?
I was just a sophomore.
Sophomore. Okay, so you got two more years to go. And it doesn't really matter where you go. It just means that you need to go and you need to finish school in order for you to kind of get on the pathway that you set for yourself before you came into this lifetime. And, you know, you have talent and you have skill and you are a creative person, but it just feels to me that the school is really important for you, so you need to go back and finish.
I guess something is just trying to wait to, like, have it revealed at a certain time what I'm going to be doing, because, all right, I probably have to make the decision myself, maybe. But it's weird. It seems like something already have things planned out for me.
You sort of plan things out before you came into this incarnation. And it's a matter of, you know, following that plan. And I know we don't always know what that plan is, but usually it's a matter of life will come to a screeching halt if we're not on the right track. And it feels like that's what's happened with you. And it's important for you to go back to school, to finish up school, and then things will probably open up for you.
Oh, I did fall off the track or whatever, huh?
Yeah, I think like, that you sort of...
I feel like I kind of lost control of
I think it's time you took, you know, you started to take control of that and get back on track, and I think you're very, very capable of doing that. So as we come into the fall time frame, you know, look into going back to school and finishing up what you began, and then job opportunities will come, and then you'll start moving forward again. Okay.
Okay. It sounds good. The only thing is that where I left off in school that was a big mess. It was like graphic design, and then the type of school I went to, it was the independent rip-off school. It was like a lot of corruption.
Well, then don't go back to where you were. Pick up another place, but you'll get credit for what you did. And finish up a degree of some sort, and then you'll be able to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty. We have 850-321. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Who is this?
This is Deidre down in Florida.
How can I help, Deidre?
I wanted to know the relationship, well, I guess if I call it that I'm in, if I will continue to be in it, or should I even be in it, I guess, at this point, is kind of what I'm wondering.
I don't feel like you're in a relationship from what I've got here. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like ex-husband type, trying to make it work. I don't know. You know. you know.
I just, it's funny. If I had had to make a guess, I would have said you were not in a relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't be in one. It just means that it doesn't look that way to me. Please understand that.
Well, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But it does feel here as though the element of relationship is something that you're in need of growing in. You can't go backwards. You have to go forwards. You need to take care of yourself.
I tried to give it another shot, but I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you trust him?
What's the saying? As far as you can throw him or see him or whatever. Oh my goodness!
Yeah. See, unless you have trust, you can't have love. And without trust and love, you don't have a relationship. I'm not sure what you have, but I'm pretty sure it's not a relationship.
I
think that you were drawn back in because you just thought that maybe you might have done it differently and made it work. And I think you've learned something from this.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, we were real young. We were very young back then. So I figured, you know, we were just young and, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah. There's no trust. And without the trust, you don't have a relationship. You truly don't. I'm not sure what you have, but and to be honest with you, I think you're the only one in the relationship. You know, sometimes we're in relationships and we're all alone and we don't actually recognize it for quite a while. I've done that too. And you know, you're the only one that's putting energy into a relationship, and the other person is just absolutely not there.
It's for the kids, you know. You try to for the kids, but you know, you'll be a teenager after a while, and I don't know.
You know, it just feels here as though it's really important for you to take care of yourself first. And then pay attention to what your needs are, because your needs have changed, and they're not those of a teenager anymore. So let's take care of you, and then as far as the kids go, so long as you're happy, the kids will be fine. But you're not happy. So.
No. I'm just like kind of like, you know, maybe I'll meet the one, but I don't know. I'm in a place where I guess if I don't meet the one, I'm all right with that too, actually, at this point.
That old saying, you know, Mr. Right can't sit down in the chair reserved for him if Mr. Wrong is sitting in it.
Right.
You're going to have to sort of address why are you fearful of being alone? And why would you settle for being with the wrong person instead of being alone?
Right. That's the thing. Yeah.
You know, maybe when you work those out, you'll know the right direction to go.
Yeah. That's kind of what, because I just got a feeling that I don't need to be in anything right now. I just don't feel like being in, you know, involved in anything. So,
well, you know, everybody hits moments in their lives when going to a counselor is a really good thing, and it helps you straighten things out, and it helps you get your mind straight, and then you can move on with your life. And this may be one of those times for you that you know, you need to have an objective person help you work through things so you understand things clearly and you know what's going on, and then you can become a really good role model for your kids. And, you know, they can learn through, you know, your kids are taking notes, your kids are paying attention at what you're indicating to them is a good relationship. And if it is not really a good relationship, you don't want them to mirror it as they grow up. So, you know, sometimes being strong on your own is better than being wishy-washy with somebody who doesn't fit you exactly. because you don't want them to do that. You don't want them to think, oh, this is the way mom and dad did it, so this is the way I'm going to do it, and this must be, you know, what a relationship is because this is what I've seen them do.
And, right, and that's what I don't want because, my kids are, my daughter's 18, my son's 14. I mean, they're not little kids. They're not babies, so it's, you know, it's they're, you know, after a while they'll be gone, and then what? It's like, so... Well, the oldest one is gone, but that's the thing. I'm just kind of like, this is not, you know, at first it was all this is just great the second time. Now I'm like, not really, because I still see little stuff there that's like, yeah, that's why we didn't make it the first time. So, yeah, I'm just going to do what I want to do for a change.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Your kids are fine. You're the one that really you need to worry about.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Kids are very resilient. They grow up in spite of us, not because of us.
Right. That
I have found.
Yeah. Right. That definitely sounds like my kids.
And I suspect that your job now is to take care of you and to make yourself happy. And once you do that, then life will take on a whole new glow.
Whole new. You're right. You are correct.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Peace and blessings. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got 718-852. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Who is this?
My name's Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a two-part question. I'm trying to be as quick as possible.
Okay.
The first part is my business. I have a business and I have a business partner. I'm just trying to see where do you see things going? Business-wise?
Business? It feels as I'm seeing two businesses. Are there two?
Right now, I'm with me, he and I have one, and he has his own thing in the Caribbean also. But I don't know if you say two businesses for me. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
What's going on in my mind eventually? It's funny that you say that. I have his business later on. I'm thinking maybe next year to try and do something on my own. So maybe that's what you're picking up
okay.
on. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, then probably by the time you hit November, you will have two of them going on. I think that's important for you to diversify, to expand out into other directions. And it feels as though things are moving slowly at the moment, but I think as you hit the December time frame, they expand and they start to pick up pace and pick up speed, so that it looks as though there is more energy generated as far as business goes than is being generated now. It feels like it's very slow right now.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been with my partner for like 3 months now. And I feel like what I'm doing now is just doing the hard work, and I feel like eventually it's going to start paying off, like just like you said.
I believe it will,
yeah.
But you have another 5 months to go before you start seeing that. So I would pace yourself. I think that it is this strangely is a good partnership. And it's just going to take a while before you actually see the return of your investment, both energetically and financially.
Okay. But you said it's going to happen sometime this year?
Yes.
Okay. But do you see me, when you say you see me doing a second business, do you see me doing it on my own?
Yes, I see you doing it on your own.
Because right now I don't even know what direction. It's just something's coming into my mind.
All I know is that after the first of the year, you begin to manifest this other project that is very, very beneficial and stabilizing for you, so that as you come into the first of the year, what you've sent out returns to you greatly magnified. There is a sense here of great expansion more rapidly than you anticipate, And it does feel as though there is the element here of expanding your intellect because of things you have to learn to do in order to make in order to generate the success for this business that you're going to be putting into motion after the first of the year.
Wow, that's good. I'm glad you're on the same page. My second question is love life. Now I have this business. Now I don't make time for love also because I work long hours and I go home. I don't have anybody. So.
Yeah. Nope, you don't.
But I just don't want anybody. I'm very specific. I've been asking the universe, just the same way I've been asking about my business. I've been asking the universe for that specific someone who's going to be good to me and loyal, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think that what I'm seeing here is that there is the element of you'll certainly have companionship after the first of the year, but you're looking for somebody very special, very, you know, that is really very has achieved a great deal on their own by themselves. So that kind of a soul-mated type of person is going to be attracted to your success, and that's how you find the person that you're looking for. I feel that you'll have people that you enjoy being with. I don't think you're going to be all alone, but I do feel that your work schedule and as you get more towards the first of the year, you know, how it expands, and it's almost impossible to have free time. I don't see how you could expect a relationship when you have
time. To be honest, yeah, you're right about it, but I should have said, I guess it was the wrong choice of words. I was trying to say more as of dating, having, you know, on a weekend, after a long weekend, okay, let's just go have a drink or watch a movie, that kind of thing. You know,
As far as that goes, I think probably by the time you hit September, you'll have people in your life like that.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to a soulmate, that's down the road, but I think there definitely is one of those there, too.
There's two?
No, I think there is a soulmate there, but it's down the road. It's within the next 5 years. It's not somebody. It's not something that's going to happen immediately. It's something that's going to take time. And, you know, your success will be what draws that the energy of your success will be what draws the energy of that other person in as well. Not that they're looking for someone who's successful, they're looking for someone who is their equal, both intellectually and experientially and you know, consciously, so that you've got, you know, the full package here. But but you don't have it now, but I do think you will as you get into next year and certainly into the springtime of next year.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I just want to have a good time until I meet the right one. You know what I mean? That's basically what I'm thinking about. Just have some fun, not to be too serious. But you know, when you work so long and you come home, you want to go to a movie, you want to have a drink or go out to eat, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's coming as of September. It's right there in place.
Okay, sounds very good. That was very helpful, and I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care now.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got 561-370. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How can I help today?
Hi. I wanted to know what you saw coming up for my career.
What is your career?
I'm in the health field.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Stacy.
Okay. Well, are you looking at changing your career?
I wasn't thinking about it.
It feels like there's a subtle change to it. It feels like career is an aspect that is evolving and changing almost as we speak, and it feels as though there's a sense here of a lateral change of some sort that opens doors for you. And you've got magic and miracles expecting the unexpected here. So you have the element of you know, some incredible changes coming up here in the fall time frame. Not right at the moment. At the moment, it seems like everything fits you just fine. But it does feel as you get into the fall time frame, there is a shift and possibly reorganization of some sort that puts you into a different aspect of your career.
Well,
it's not a bad thing. I don't see you even changing who you're working. Are you self-employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't see it being a massive change, but there may well be a partnership of some sort here where you join forces with someone else too.
Oh, okay.
So do look in that direction, because it feels as though you're very successful, that you're going to be very successful, that things fall in place for you very, very easily, the pieces of the puzzle that you're looking for are going to fall into place. There's a sense here of birthing new aspects of yourself so that you are constantly expanding your talent and your skills and your knowledge base, so that you are evolving into some really cool stuff. Have you recently done some sort of coursework or some sort of workshop to expand your energies and your expertise, so to speak?
No.
Well, I'm looking at the fall time frame, so this may be something that you get involved in.
I'm thinking about it, though.
Okay, what is it that you do?
Well, I'm in the nursing field, and I want to advance myself in my career, and eventually I would want to, you know, even though I'm self-employed, I would want to open a business where I could have a facility.
Okay, I think you're a couple of years away from that. But it doesn't feel that it's out of the realm of possibility here at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel, like I said, you've got magic and miracles expecting the unexpected here. So almost anything is possible for you.
But I would dabble in craft too, so. Like.
Well, dabbling is good. Dabbling's a good thing. I would say that you're at a point in time here where the sky is the limit for you, actually, and it feels as though as you hit the January time frame, here's where you set yourself free from whatever restrictions, whatever hurdles that you thought were in front of you. They aren't there anymore, and there's the element of birthing a new part of yourself, birthing a new talent or skill that you didn't know you had that suddenly emerges, and you start to think, you know, that could be a direction that I might want to go. In other words, I think you might discover what you want to be if you grow up.
I always say that. Yeah.
So, but that's coming with next year. I think that you haven't found exactly what it is. And as you hit the first of the year, then things open up. Then there is that element of birthing that new aspect of yourself that just opens up the enlightenment, and you wake up to a lot of stuff. And it really, it's cool stuff. It's very cool stuff.
Okay.
You're right on the threshold of everything, and it's just a matter of getting over that threshold. You know,
okay.
You've worked really hard to get this far, so I would say hang in there, because it's one of those don't give up now, because you're only just right at the beginning of the exciting stuff, of the good stuff that you worked so hard for. So
yeah,
you know,
I've been waiting and toiling and yeah, okay,
almost
it's
there.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting, actually. So keep in touch and call back and check in.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Okay, we've got 504-344. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. How can I help today?
I'm having a lot of chaos around me, but the thing that's really bothering me, I think my stomach is responding to the stress or the anger around me. I am so sensitive. I just don't know, and I could be wrong, if there's a way to help my stomach. It's swollen and hard, and if I relax, I can make it go down. But I think it's the energy. I'm just trying to see if you see the same thing.
Well, I don't have a disclaimer up any place, but I'm going to say it. You know I'm not a doctor, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not litigious or crazy or, you know what I mean. I'm not one of those.
Yeah.
I take everything with a grain of salt.
Okay, well, I just, you know, you have to know I'm not a doctor, and I can only give you what I see, and my credentials are in teaching if I had to go official credentials. I'm feeling here that stress is really very much a part of what's going on for you.
Okay.
And that there is emotional stress and that there is energetic stress. And it feels to me as though you internalize a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And among other things, you swallow words that should be spoken.
Yikes.
and often those give us indigestion. And so I also strongly believe you are allergic to some of the food that you're eating.
Oh, yeah. It seems like that changes. Like I'll get a handle on something and then something else. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely. But I got to ask you, what kind of, are you eating white bread? Are you eating any white flour products?
Took that out.
Whole wheat products?
Took that out too.
So you're eating no starches of any kind?
No, I do eat starches, but not white bread or even whole wheat. I only try to do gluten-free if I'm eating that. I do eat potatoes, which is a white starch.
Yeah. Very often, whole grains or gluten-free stuff gives us gas and bloats
us. Yeah.
So I get off the gluten-free stuff.
Okay. You know, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, okay.
And I'd give yourself a couple weeks off of it and see if it eases up a little bit. Because...
Okay.
My feeling is that what you're doing to try to be healthy is making you sick.
I believe that. I feel like just eating whatever, because I see these people, they can eat whatever, and I'm like, darn sensitive.
You've done a tremendous amount in order to clean up and detoxify your system. Kudos. You have really cleaned up a lot of stuff. You still cheat, but
yeah.
Well, hey, you know it.
I pay if I cheat, so I know better.
Okay, is there lactose intolerance here too?
Well, now okay, I could get away with a little bit of that, but now that is terrible. So
yeah.
It used to be a low level. Now it's like
okay.
It seems like it went high.
Well, are you using lactate? Are you at least taking lactate when you cheat?
No, I did not, and I have it. But you know, this discussion. Do you feel like I feel like I'm not being punished, but like that I have to watch so much that other people don't. Is that a sensitivity issue? Because it feels like a punishment instead of just being sensitive. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what your intent was to clean your system up and detoxify yourself, right?
Right.
Okay, so you did it. And now your system's terribly sensitive to all the garbage. Congratulations.
Maybe I should have. No, I'm just kidding. Stay toxic. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you know, are you being punished? Sure you are. You're eating the wrong thing and your body's reacting. That's what you wanted. You wanted a clear system. You got it. Get rid of
yeah.
the gluten-free stuff. And if you're going to eat milk product of any kind, take lactate. But I strongly believe, and I'm not a doctor, but I strongly believe the gluten-free stuff is giving you gas and making your stomach hard.
Okay. I didn't think about that, but I feel you're right. I really do. Because it's like a clutch or something, you know, like it makes me feel sort of normal, but not really.
Well, you're not normal. You've cleaned up your act. You know, you can't actually survive in this environment because it's mostly garbage stuff. So, I mean, you cleaned your system up. You cleared it out. You did a good job. And you know, if you stick with, maybe if you stuck with, like, rice noodles and stuff like that, you'd be okay. I would
yeah.
absolutely. It's but you know something. It's whatever resembles bread that you're putting into your mouth is what's screwing you up.
Okay, corn probably I think is not good anymore. I mean, I only do
corn. Nobody can digest corn. I mean, it tastes so good going down though. I mean, this is the season where the bread and butter corn comes in, and I adore bread and butter corn, and I can't digest it. I can't digest it at all. But with the butter and salt on it, I mean, it's just to die for. And I understand I'm eating butter and salt because you know the corn doesn't get digested at all, but it tastes so good. But
what about quinoa? Do you like quinoa?
I don't know what that is.
It's an ancient grain, so we're supposed to be able to digest it.
Okay, but you're not ancient. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you are a child of whatever, and I don't think that you are destined to be able to digest anything that's like bread. I mean, you'll probably be able to cheat on it every now and then once you get your stomach back to normal, but.
Okay.
You know, it's just, come on, clean it up, clean it out. That's what you've done. You've done a great job. And from what I can see, everything else you eat is perfectly wonderful. You've done a phenomenal job. But,
thank you.
But the gluten-free is not free. It's not free of chemicals. And it's the chemicals
yeah.
that are doing it.
Yeah. I'll just stick with rice. It's not worth it.
If you want to go out and grind your own grain and make your own bread, then maybe I'd say you're safe. But if you are buying anything in the grocery store or even health food store, you've got chemicals in there. You don't know what they are. And your system is reacting to them.
Yeah. You know how you were talking about, I don't speak what I need to be speaking? Like, what good would it do to, like, say something to say, I'm going to say some angry people in my life, like my mother or my boyfriend, and if they don't want to hear it? Like, what good does it do to say it?
Well, you don't swallow it, for one thing.
Write it and burn?
No, you know, the thing is, you know, it's really amazing. I think that most people today swallow more words than they actually speak. And when it comes to talking to people who are angry, if you cannot get angry and just say, you know what, when you calm down, I'll talk to you. But until then, I really don't have anything to say to you. And your mother is always going to be your mother. She's not going to change into a fairy godmother, not this life, not never. But it's okay to say, you know, you really can be awfully obnoxious when you're even not trying. It's just amazing. It's fine to insult her in a very kind way. And I'm all for kindly insulting people that are offensive.
I do that already. I feel so bad, though. She just, I mean, she's a smart woman, but her anger, people just shut her down. And she has so much to give, but she doesn't, you know, I've tried to approach the subject. It just, people just shut her down. I mean, you know, it's,
but that's,
I try
you know,
to learn from it.
That's her choice this lifetime. And, and you know, that's what she charted. That's what she needed to come in here to experience, and she's experiencing it up the wazoo. So she'll never have to do it again. But we all have we all have lifetimes like that. You know, whatever you're getting, you've charted. You know, you can't complain. You wrote the program for it. And instead of, and you're never given anything that you can't manage to deal with and get over and through or whatever. So it's a matter of, okay, you know, I charted this. How stupid was that? I will do better next time. But you know, yes, I'll just work on it this lifetime. And when we have people in our lives that are obviously bound and determined to not change and to be as obnoxious as they are, you have to love them. You just, you know, it's you know, God bless you. I think you're, you know, I love you in spite of this. And I have people in my life that say horrible things, and I just look at them and say, I still love you, but that was obnoxious. And
yeah, I do. I love her, but it takes a drink. It takes. It feels like a hit on my system, you know, like with my stomach, and I get really drained. So I start kind of avoiding them, which then I feel bad because she's so lonely. It's like self-perpetuating, you know.
Yeah, I think that also, you know, you have to understand that everyone has their own journey, and your journey may be dealing with your stomach. And, you know, and we're not here to change other people. We're not here. Our purpose here is not to make other people see the light. It's to become an example of it. And if they so choose, recognize that maybe that's a better way, and maybe I'll choose that next time. And
yeah.
And so you know, it's important to not let other people rain on your parade, you know. So
yeah.
You waterproof yourself, and you go out there, and you know there is negative stuff out there. There's nothing anybody can do about it. There are obnoxious people. There are mean people. There are funny people. There are happy people. And the reality is, we're going to brush up against them no matter what we do. So it's kind of like keep on your pathway, and acknowledge and honor people's choices, even if you think they're wrong. And move on. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a stomach ache, but you know, I think you can fix that real fast. I don't think there's a problem with you. I think you're just sabotaging your own process there.
Oh, from the food.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm getting off grains. I can try. I believe in, like, okay, I'm not so stubborn like my mother, where I'm like, oh, they're wrong. Hey, try it. If it works, then you know. If it doesn't, then you find something else.
Exactly.
I mean, she's taught me that, you know.
And it works. You know, I think cleaning up your eating habits, I mean, just because, you know, a label says gluten-free, you know, are you looking at what else is in there?
In some cases I know not to do soy, you know, because it's genetically modified. I did eat something like it was a watermelon, thinking like it wouldn't bother me, but I still had trouble. And then I saw the number 4, which meant it was genetically modified. I was like, great. I just ate, you know, I'm sure one thing's not going to hurt me, but, I responded so awful to it. So yeah, I really have to read labels and be more careful. Or,
well, you do.
Okay.
You made yourself a clear system, and now when you put something in it that isn't good for it, you're going to get an immediate reaction. And if you get
immediate.
An immediate reaction, don't complain. Recognize what it is and don't do it again.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Barb. I'm getting on it today, I promise.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Thank you, chat room. You did a great job. And thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you who turned up and spent some of your holiday weekend with me. I greatly appreciate that. It's kind of cool to have people drop in like this. It makes being housebound because of the stupid weather a lot more fun. So thank you so much. It was great having you here. Thanks for your energy. Thanks for your calls, those I didn't get to. I'm so very sorry, but I'll be back here next Friday, so give me a call then. And for the rest of you, thanks again. And I will be on Revolution Radio tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. The show is Ohio Exopolitics, and I'll be on Lizzie Starr's show Tuesday and Thursday next week, and 2 to 4 on Almost Heaven. And Wednesday night, I will have Mark Snyder on my Matrix Nightlight Matrix show from 8 to 10. So I will see everybody one of those times anyhow. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye now.